There's good news and bad news about religious freedom in Iran. First Nation youth hear the gospel in North America, and churches are being encouraged to start a unique ministry for kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Iran continues to face international pressure about its nuclear program, there's good news and bad news coming out about the religious rights record. Al Jansen with Open Doors USA says,
there's been some openness to discussions by high-level government officials in Iran with Christian leaders. There was a significant dialogue between evangelical and Orthodox leaders and Ayatollahs on the Iranian side.
At the same time, Muslim background Christians like Mohsen Namvar are facing severe persecution. He and his family fled into Turkey after interrogations and severe torture. His conversion came in a vision. Jansen says this isn't unique.
It's happening all over the Muslim world. God is at work, and we should be praying that more Muslims will have these visions and we'll get a hold of the scriptures and we'll meet Christians who can help lead them into the presence of our Lord Jesus.
Pray for other Iranians searching for truth, as many are disenfranchised by the current government there. Meanwhile, 14 members of a Gospel for Asia church in West Bengal, India, were forced to flee their homes after an attack by anti-Christian extremists. GFA missionaries took them in and went to the village leader for help, causing a political uproar. GFA state leaders moved the Christians to rented homes in nearby villages just until they could return home. Pray that God will touch the hearts of the villagers and for wisdom and guidance in dealing with the situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Persecution against Christians in India continues to grow. It's now affecting churches in states traditionally safe for Christians. International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says the Heavenly Feast Church in Kerala State was recently attacked by a Hindu mob. The church is home to about 15,000 people.
A lot of Hindus had converted to Christianity through the church, and so that upset the Hindu radicals, and they were agitating with the local government to shut the church down. And so the local government back in the early July said the church had to close down.
Following that, radical Hindus went after churchgoers. Despite the attacks, King says the church will be strong.
There's a famous old saying that says the blood of the martyr is the seed of the church. When there's a cost to the gospel, people then are truly on fire for God, and then the gospel really spreads.
King's encouraging you to get involved in the fight against persecution. Find out more, just go to our website. Next, On Eagle's Wings Team USA has ministered on two reservations, and hundreds have already responded to the gospel. About 25 Native American youth are traveling with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries to minister on reservations darkened with gang violence, suicide, and promiscuity. Many of the hardest youth have committed their lives to Christ, including a gang leader, a rap star, and inmates at a juvenile detention center. Pray that many lives will be changed through the gospel. And this summer, a girl who was adopted from Russia 8 years ago graduated from high school. Debbie Wynn of Buckner International says the girl's future was bleak before she came to the U.S.
When a child is released from the orphanage at the age of 16, there's just not much support. They might not have any family to go to, and children can become homeless, get into criminal activity and prostitution, and so it's just a real uncertain, scary future.
Churches can get involved by starting adoption ministries to support adoptive families. They can also host Buckner's Be a Family meetings, which provide information on adoption.
We've been given so much, and we're so blessed here in the United States, and the church has so much ability to be able to give back.
Pray about how you can support adoption and give a child a chance to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, which is September. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.